In Parshat Lech Lecha, the Medrash Rabbah, Medrash Rabbah Lamitet Tetzayim, on the Pasuk, at the beginning of the Parsha, Pasuk Bet, Ve'escha Legoy Gadol, and it's Avram, I want you to leave, and I'm going to make you into a great nation. So the Medrash says, Reb Rachya B'Shem Reb Chelbo Omer, She'yotzim Onitin. Onitin is like Atbeya, they minted coins, commemorative coins. She'll to go into the world, Shaloba Olam, and there were four of them throughout history. Avram, Yoshua, David, and Mordechai. So by Avram, it's the Pasuk, Ve'escha Legoy Gadol, I'm going to make you into a great nation. What is that which they minted onto the, as a commemorative coin about Avram? So the Medrash says that on one side of the coin was a Zakenus Kena, the likings of a man, an elderly man, an elderly woman, referring evidently to Avram and Sarah. And on the other side of the coin was a Bachur and a Betula, a young man, a young maiden. And this very important Medrash has a message. And the message is that we constantly live throughout history of generations being in conflict with one another. And it becomes much worse when there's a change of landscape. It really exacerbates, and that would be the Jews, for sure. They came over from the Mideastern Europe and came to America, to the shores of the United States. And the elderly were looked upon as being the greener. What do they understand about life? We came to America, we understand. And the parents look at their children and said, look, we came from such a type of background. Talk about Yiddishkeit, family, other values, and the younger generations has cast that aside. Changes of economy from one generation to another. Financial things, for sure, we talk about. Political. They're all tsunamis, and they end up creating a conflict between the previous generation and the contemporary generation. And if we could look about it objectively, we could say that what are the definitions, the description, what defines the Zaken and the Zakena? Knowledge, experience, exposure. In other words, they've lived through life. Some of their lives have been difficult, but they've gone through a plethora of experiences that the youngsters know nothing about. Yet, the Bachur and the Betula, the young man, the young maiden, they have strength, they have courage, they have imagination, they have creativity. The tragedy becomes where these two things are opposite sides of the coin, but don't realize that they're the same coin and they're sharing. Flip it over, you have the Zaken and Zkena. Flip it over, you have the Bachur and the Betula. And the message here seems to be a message for all of history. It's a commemorative coin. Jewish people, the birth of Avram and Sarah, the first mother and father of our Jewish people, there's something to glean from both sides of the coin. Parents understand that the situation, the conflicts, the experiences that your children are having, that the next generation have, you do not have. And sometimes it's difficult for you to understand. And children, you have to realize that although you have imagination, although you have your strength, and your parents, the Zakein and Zakeina, are elderly people, but their experience, their understanding, their insights, their knowledge is so great that you have to learn. Comes the Medrash and tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu and to Sarah, Imenu, Ve'escha le'goy gadol, I'm going to make you the very, very special nation. When and how? If you understand that Zakein and Zkeina and Bachur and Betula work together hand in hand. That is the future of the Jewish people. And we should understand that. Knowledge, experience, exposure, our traditions can work hand in hand with strength, courage, creativity, imagination, transition. And Amir Tzashem, that's the way the Klal Yisrael until now survived, and hopefully will survive this way in the future.